The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. We have, of course, as always, a great show coming your way. And today, one of my favorite times is talking about boating on Lake Pendere and on our other lakes and our rivers. Lieutenant Doug McGeechee is the commander of the Bonner County Sheriff Marine Division, and he's here to help us understand boating laws in Idaho and changes that may have been made that you don't know about, the required equipment, on different kinds of crafts, and provide information about free inspections and free training classes, which I believe everybody needs. So we're all about keeping you in the know, keeping you safe, and having tons of fun out on the water this summer. Okay, all that right after our first break.
Right now at Les Schwab, it's the deal you've been waiting for. The Afford More sales event. Save $60 instantly on a wide selection of four of our most affordable tires. Plus, every tire is covered by America's best tire warranty. 60-day satisfaction guarantee, no hassle road hazard protection, and free maintenance for the life of your tires. Just one more way you'll get more from less. Find the right tires for you at LesSchwab.com. Limited time offer while supplies last. See LesSchwab.com/sale for details.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own Restore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the Restore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only. Two locations, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Friday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center and Kootenai County Fairground. Visit Hot Tub and Swim Spa. FaSale.com.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-609-6677. 800-609-6677. And once again, that's 800-609-6677.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. Let's say hello and welcome to Lieutenant Doug McGeechee. He's been here before. We always like to welcome him back to the Speak Up table, one of my favorite guests. Thank you.
Hi, Barbara. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, let's give our audience kind of an overview of the Marine Division. How many officers are a part of it? How many boats? And, let's start there.
Sure. So we have currently 11 sworn members of the unit, plus I have one non-sworn or professional staff maintenance supervisor that helps maintain all the boats. So that includes myself as a lieutenant and two sergeants, and then the remainder are deputies. And then we also have for patrol craft, we have 7 patrol boats. 6 are the larger boats that we stage around the county. And then we have a smaller jet boat for times when we need to take it somewhere and launch it into a certain area, or for the shallower waters, plus a personal watercraft.
Where are the 7 larger boats docked? Where are they pretty much maintained?
So we keep one in Priest Lake down at the in Coolin at Bishop's Marina. And then we have usually 2 that could be on the river. Depends. Every year is a little different. Somewhere between Dover and the dam. But Laclede is one of our common places that we'll keep a boat there. We also usually will keep one in Sandpoint, Hope, and Garfield Bay.
Yeah. That's so good because, well, first of all, tell our audience how fast these boats will go. I've been on one of these boats quite a few years ago, and it was like I couldn't believe the equipment. It was so impressive, just full medical gear, all kinds of stuff, but yet it would fire up and get across that lake in a hurry.
So some of our bigger boats with the twin engines, they will get up and get moving pretty good. Most of them will do somewhere in the neighborhood of 40, 45 miles an hour, which is pretty good on the water. But when you consider the speed limit's 50 miles an hour, we can't even go the speed limit in most of our boats.
I thought they went faster than that.
No, that's about it, because they are big, heavy boats as well, since they're all aluminum boats. So they're pretty heavy. But they definitely get us where we need to go in a fair amount of time if we're going to an emergency or trying to get somewhere a little quicker. We don't drive that fast most of the time because you can't see as much when you're going fast, so we tend to drive a little slower. But
you get that.
But sometimes you need to get somewhere quick, whether it's a law enforcement issue or a medical emergency. We commonly transport our EMS folks to places out on the lake or places on the other side of the lake. They're hard to get to by land, just by way of, the bad roads or in the wintertime with the snow. And so we want to get help to people as quick as we can. So it's good to have boats that we can do that with.
Exactly. You mentioned you have 11 officers. You, 2 sergeants, and then deputies.
Right.
Are you recruiting for more deputies to come on board for this coming season?
We do. So I could have a total of 16. So I have 12 people currently, and so I have 4 vacancies. I do have one person who is going through the process now and finishing up some testing. So hopefully they'll be successful and we'll be able to hire them. And we're doing interviews, although, we're starting to get kind of late in the year to hire somebody for this season. Our Marine Academy starts here in a couple of weeks. And so, if we brought anybody on at this point, it would be on the job training until we could get them to the Academy next year. But always looking for good candidates, somebody that, is interested in law enforcement work but it has the lifestyle that would allow them to do seasonal work, and be able to, it's a different kind of job when you're working seasonally and not full time. If you need full time employment.
Exactly. What about law enforcement background? How important is it that the person is coming from some kind of law enforcement or maybe even firefighter or EMS background?
Sure. I think a public safety background does help. And certainly since we are a law enforcement unit, that law enforcement experience can help to understand how to apply the law, how to interpret the law, those types of things. But it's nothing that we can't train someone to do. So the Marine deputy position itself is limited to enforcement authority, primarily involving violations that include the waterways. So it's a limited amount of information we have to teach them. And so we provide all that training. And a lot of my staff does not have law enforcement background. They came from different career paths and found their way here as looking for a way to serve the community. And this is a great way to get out there and serve and help people. So we'll teach them whatever they need to know. We'll teach them how to drive boats as well. They don't need any any kind of boating experience. But again, it helps.
That would definitely help.
Yeah. Especially on those windy days, it helps a lot.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a long time that since I've been out on the lake with any real consistency. And there's one thing that I have that I knew years ago, always saw, were how friendly, how understanding all of the deputies were. There are a few that were out in Hope and we saw them a lot. And they were just great with understanding people that may not have known. My Gary did know how to handle a boat, but a lot of people are coming into this skill without a lot of expertise. I went on a ride-along with the ISP, Doug, and it wasn't like I was surprised, but one of the things I learned on that day was the emphasis on customer service, that if you need to stop someone, you need to help someone, there's something wrong with their boat, whatever, that you don't want them to leave that experience with a bad feeling. And honestly, I think the same thing applies to your division. Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm coming up on 33 years in this business, and I think it's really important that, you know, we provide good customer service whenever we can, make sure that people leave that experience with a positive encounter with law enforcement, because if they have a negative encounter, the next time they have an encounter, that's where we start from, and it
exactly.
just makes my job harder or the next person's job harder. And so, you know, whether we're just educating someone on their responsibilities as a boater, or we're arresting someone for doing something wrong, you know, we try to make that experience as positive as we can.
Exactly.
And then hopefully, you know, we all understand we have a job to do, and sometimes there's some accountability that needs to be had, and you know, we can have a positive experience the next time as well.
Yeah, exactly. It just really impresses me, and I hadn't really thought of it that way exactly, that's a part of their training. It's something I'm sure comes up in your training also, to remember. You know, the authority that you carry can be intimidating, but you just want it to be a positive, even if the outcome is a DUI or, you know, something that is going to like be tough for them. You still want to be positive, helpful, I've saved your life kind of experience.
Right. Well, and it makes our job better too. You know, if we go out and we have positive experiences all day, it makes our job a lot more pleasant as well. So that's,
I don't know what could be wrong with your job. You're just out there in the boats on the water all the time. I think it's
pretty great.
It's a dream job most of the time. When you arrived, I want to talk about the training programs, but first, let's mention why the training programs are so important. You know, what is the information that is being shared is so critical. So tell our audience about what happened in Priest Lake with the girls and how some knowledge on their part could have averted what could have turned out to be a really bad situation.
Sure. Well, so let's start with the boating classes. We talk about all kinds of different things. And the reason why they're so important is because there is no mandatory boater education in Idaho. And so for people that just go out and buy a boat and take off on the water and go out there to have a good time, if they don't understand the rules of the road, just like if we didn't understand the rules of the road on the streets, we would get into accidents, or we'd have different, you know, issues or problems arise. And so with a boat, you know, you're out there, you're kind of in the middle of nowhere sometimes. If you're not prepared, we talk about all the equipment that you should have with you. Some of it's required, some of it's just good stuff to have. Carrying a marine radio so you can contact us if you don't have cell service. Bonner County Dispatch and Kootenai County Dispatch both monitor those channels, and so you can get on channel 16 and call for help. There's all kinds of really good reasons to take a boating class. Rules of the road, if someone's approaching you from a certain direction, who has the right of way, who should give way to the other person to avoid collisions. And so just having that knowledge can be really helpful. But there's a lot of these other things I think that people don't think about or don't realize that can cause issues. And so that was kind of led to the Priest Lake incident we had a few years back, where it was just a family of folks, some parents, children, and nieces and nephews. They were out on the water, and they were just kind of idle speed, just sort of putting back to the Hills Resort. And so they had a couple of kids that were sitting on the back of the boat, and two girls who were actually in the water. Fortunately, they were wearing life jackets, but they were overcome by the exhaust on the boat. And so they both went unconscious. One was unconscious, face up. And so, she started to drift away from the boat. The adults on the boat noticed it and like, "Hey, what are you doing? Come on back." And when she wasn't responsive, they went and grabbed her and realized she was unconscious. But as that was going on, they also noticed the other girl who was farther away from the boat and was actually face down in the water. So they grabbed her, not breathing, and so drove her to Hills Resort, where there just happened to be an emergency room doctor and his wife and their sister-in-law, who is a respiratory therapist, sitting there having dinner. They saw this. They rushed down there to help. Hills Resort had oxygen on hand, and so they brought that out to help them. Gave these girls immediate care. We had some missing kayakers on the Priest River, and so Life Flight was actually on the Priest River helping us search for those folks. They were there, and I think they landed in like 8 minutes from the time of the call, which is just phenomenal
wow.
time response time. Got the most critically injured young lady into the helicopter and flew her to Spokane to a hospital. And fortunately made a full recovery as a result. But you know, an incident that very easily could have turned deadly. And if those girls hadn't been wearing life jackets, most likely would have been deadly.
They just would have
gone under to the bottom. So
that is such a sobering story. Yes, it had a good outcome, and it looks like God's hands were all over this with this emergency room surgeon, you said, or doctor available. The Life Flight was there. It was just all working to save these girls.
All the stars aligned without a doubt on that. And it was just a really fortunate, but like you said, you know, it could have easily had a different outcome.
Yeah.
And these were people who weren't trying to do anything wrong. They just weren't aware, forgot, didn't think about it until it was too late. And
I'm sure this is covered in the training to understand how that exhaust coming out of your boat. What about a couple of young kids? They're saying we're also down on the transom, sitting on in the back of the boat, because those fumes are coming up to them also.
Absolutely, it's for people who are old enough to remember sitting in the back of the station wagon, right? Yeah, you used to kind of roll back. The same thing's happening.
How did we survive? I don't
right.
know.
So it's the same principle that's happening there. And so actually one of those children, it all started with one of them getting a headache. And then the mom had brought that one into the boat to look at him. So definitely could have been even much worse than it was. So we've really been trying to educate people on transom riding. You can't sit on the back of your boat unless it's a place designated for a person while the boat's underway. And the same thing riding on the bow. It's very dangerous to be up there without, you know, unless you're in a designated seat.
If you're up on the bow, we're just real quick, we can come back to this in the next segment. But if you're up on the bow and you hit a wave wrong, you get bumped off that boat, you're in danger of a big boat.
Absolutely.
Hurting you and coming over you, and you don't want to even talk about propellers. So, okay, before we take our break, let's at least get out that these training programs are coming up. The first one is April the 5th. That's this Saturday, right?
Yep.
So go through the dates here in Sandpoint for the training program so people can begin to think about their calendar.
Sure. So we offer free boating classes at the Sheriff's Office in the Marine Division training room, and we're doing those on April 5th, May 17th, June 7th, June 21st, July 12th, and August 16th.
That is so awesome that you're offering so many, because I remember a couple of years ago you weren't offering this many training classes. So this is just really good. People have an opportunity to come into the training, but you're also out in the Priest River Senior Center.
Yeah, so we've tried to spread these out around the county. We've tried them in Clark Fork and Priest Lake. We haven't really had a lot of luck there, but we've had some good luck in Priest River. So we're doing two this year, one on April 19th and one on May 10th. At the Priest River Senior Center, and one of those is being sponsored by the Priest River Yacht Club, so we appreciate their support in advertising that and trying to get people out there to just come and spend a few hours with us and learn about boating, pass a test, get a boater's education card, and, you know, depending on your insurance company, that might even give you a break on your insurance.
That is really good information to remember. I think it does give you a break. I took years ago the seamanship class with the auxiliary Coast Guard, and that definitely made a difference on insurance on our boat.
Right.
Yeah. 9 to 3. So it's like a 6-hour class, and they get like an hour off for lunch or something, or brown bag it or what?
Yeah, we try to just go through, and hopefully, you know, we can get out of there a little bit before 3. We know it's a Saturday on a, you know, on a weekend, and especially when the weather's getting better. So, but you know, we encourage people to bring in a lunch or some snacks, and we'll get them through and get them tested and get them out as quick as we can, but give them a lot of really good information on the rules in Idaho and then also the rules in Bonner County, as well as just some of the nuances of our waterways up here that they might want to know.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be repeating this information later on the show. I know it's hard to write this stuff down, but you can call the sheriff's office, 208-263-8417, and ask for this information. The other thing, is it free? Is it registration for these classes is free, right?
Absolutely free. No cost whatsoever to anyone who attends. We're just happy to have them and have the opportunity to share that information with them.
That is so good. And is registration still open for April the 5th, or is that class filled or what?
Nope, we're still taking folks. So if anybody's interested, just give us a call. That number that you mentioned, extension 3125, or you can also send us an email at marine@bonnercountyid.gov, and we'll get you signed up that way as well.
That sounds great. A lot of ways to get in touch with this team. All right, we're going to take a break right now.
What's better than super fresh fruits and vegetables? Yep, you've got it. Super fresh fruits and vegetables on sale.
Swing in to Super One Foods this Thursday and save big during our 12-hour produce sale. 1 pound of fresh sweet strawberries, $1.98 each, first two. 20-ounce Lighthouse salad dressings, $2.98 each, first three. Jumbo red grapes, just $1.48 a pound.
Super One Foods 12-hour produce sale, this Thursday only. Hey, it's better than fresh.
Sale prices not available in Spokane and Colville.
For almost 100 years, Adams Tractor has been your trusted partner, helping farmers, homeowners, and businesses thrive with the best equipment, service, parts, and support. Whether you're plowing fields or tackling a weekend project, we bring the power of the number one selling Kubota tractors right to your doorstep. Adams Tractor, a name you can trust, built on 95 years of experience, dedication, and a passion for our community. Get your Kubota at one of our 5 locations today or visit us online at adamstractor.com.
Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only. 2 locations, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Friday, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center and Kootenai County Fairground. Visit Hot Tub and Swim Spa.
When you hear that a small blizzard treat is just 85 cents in the DQ app, you might just feel like you're dreaming.
85 cent blizzard treats.
Trust us when we say you're not. But get to DQ quickly, because this dream is only a reality for so long. Hurry and get your small blizzard treat for just 85 cents with a $1 purchase when you sign up for DQ Rewards. For a limited time at participating locations. Terms apply.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, millions of men experience ED, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. At Hims, our own board-certified urologist, Dr. Peter Stahl, knows this better than anyone, and he knows that Hims can help.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, Senior Vice President of Men's Sexual Health at Hims. I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to Hims.
Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs. Options at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% less than brand name prices, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
News Talk 97.1.
We have got it going on for you. If you're a boater, if you want to be a boater, and I think everybody wants to be a boater on Lake Fonderay and our beautiful rivers, Priest Lake, it is so gorgeous. This is the program for you. Lieutenant Doug McGeechee, he's the commander of the Marine Division of Bonner County Sheriff's Marine Division, and he's here to tell us all of the things we need to know to be safe and have fun. So let's dig into the details on boating laws. What do we need to know about your top priority laws that you want people to know?
Sure. So I think we'll start with the most obvious one, which is boating under the influence. While it's not illegal to consume alcohol or have open containers on a boat, it is illegal to operate a boat under the influence of alcohol. And for all the same reasons that that's a bad idea on the road, it's a bad idea on the water. So we really encourage people to enjoy their adult beverages at the end of the boating day. And if they are going to consume alcohol, just be very careful about how much they consume out on the water.
Hey, the captain is the designated driver.
Absolutely should be.
No alcohol for the captain, whoever it is.
Yeah, absolutely should be. And, you know, response times, all the things that, that makes alcohol dangerous, it's just magnified on the water when you have other people out there who don't always know the rules of the road and, you know, people come from all different directions. It's truly that 360 environment. And so it's really the time you need to be on your A game.
Exactly.
And so we just really encourage that.
What about speed?
So a lot of people think speed is an issue, but most boats can't even go the speed limit. So speed is an issue commonly at nighttime when people are going too fast because the nighttime speed limit drops to 25 miles an hour. But with a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit on the lakes and the river, the Ponderay River, most boats don't go that fast. But we do have some fast boats that are around that can absolutely go that fast. And so those tend to be the focus of that particular violation. And we encourage people to watch their speed. Obviously, again, you know, things come up very quickly on you when you're going that fast. And
plus there's no brake on your boat.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You can't hit the brake hard.
Yeah. The best you can do is put it in reverse and the boat will stop when it's going to stop. And that's going to, based on a lot of different factors. It's just a challenge for us when people are going, that fast. There's a lot of bad things that can happen. But again, we get a lot of complaints about speeding, but most people really can't go that fast. Personal watercraft are the other ones.
When we were on the break, because I was asking about this, and we'll get into accidents trending one way or the other, but you were saying that so many of the accidents are in the marina when people are coming into the marina, and I think they're misjudging their speed, they're misjudging they can't stop the boat, they just can't handle that boat. Wind is coming against them, the wind is pushing them, and talk about that a little bit. That's where a lot of bad stuff happens.
Yeah, when we see boats crashing into other boats, it's commonly slow speed stuff. And so marinas are definitely one of those places. And a lot of people just don't understand how well their boat can maneuver or not. So for instance, our boats with twin engines, we can pivot those boats on a dime, even though they're really large. A wakeboard boat doesn't really move all that well. A jet boat or a PWC has to be under power in order to turn it. You can't just turn the wheel or the handlebars and turn it. It actually has to have water moving through the jet to be able to maneuver. So every boat's a little bit different, and I think some people just don't know. And then with that, you complicate it with wind or some wave action, and now the boat's not doing what you want it to do. And if you're inexperienced, it can certainly get you in some trouble pretty quick. Yeah. And so we really encourage people to go someplace where there's not a lot of boats. Practice docking, practice maneuvering your boat. If all else fails, you get into the marina and you need some help, just yell at somebody on the shore. Hey, can you give me a hand?
Catch me.
Yeah. Get close to them, throw them a line, let them pull you in.
Or let them try it. Two or three can, even if it's slow moving or it's moving, can hold that boat back from
right.
really crashing in.
Right. I always tell people everybody's got to on board's got to look for work, right? They got to be prepared to jump in and help with things.
Exactly.
And just give people a hand. You know, sometimes we see people just standing there on the dock, just watching people struggle instead of just jumping in and trying to help them.
That's one of the experiences, whether it's fishing people or boating people. If they truly are boating people and marina rats or whatever you want to call them, they will always jump in and help because they understand what your struggle is, whether you're doing it right or wrong. Right. They understand.
And we all have to learn somehow.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. What is it? All hands on deck? I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Everybody needs to get those bumpers out and throw some ropes and, you know, don't get between the boat and the dock.
Right. Yeah.
But be careful. Be smart about it. Right. But yeah. All hands on deck when you're coming into the marina.
No, couldn't agree more. It's it could be a lot easier if everybody just pitched in a little bit.
Yeah. So what about flotation devices or other things that people need to have on their boat?
So that's one of those other issues that we do take pretty seriously. Every boat is required to have a flotation device for a person who's on board.
Every
person. And so if you have 10 people, you need to have 10 life jackets. But those life jackets also have to be able to fit the people who are on board. So if you have children, you need to have a life jacket that's the appropriate size for the child. If you have someone who's a larger person, you can't have a really small life jacket for them. So they need to be able to put that on. Life jackets need to be readily accessible according to
the
law.
That's the key, I know.
Right, so they can't be in packaging and buried
under a bench someplace.
If it takes you 5 minutes to get your life jacket out to be able to show me that you have one, that's a problem, right? Because you may not have 5 minutes to put it on in an emergency. Also, for children, anybody who's on a vessel 19 feet or less and is 14 years of age or under needs to wear that life jacket while the boat's underway. So they have to actually physically have it on. I did quite a few boat inspections out at Hope this weekend, and several boats came in with a bunch of little kids on them, and they were all wearing life jackets, and it was just the best thing to see because, if kids fall in the water, you need time to get back there and get them and get them out, and so it's just a really great practice.
Everybody panics if something like that happens, so to have that child already in the flotation device, and I mean, you can only imagine, what's going on emotionally when something like bad happens like that.
Right. And sometimes people ask, what's the best kind of life jacket to have? And I always say the best life jacket is the one that you'll wear. So, if you don't like the big bulky life jacket, but you'll actually wear the horse collar inflatables while you're underway, as an adult, that's fine, right? At least you have something on. And if you end up in the water, you have that ability to, help kind of self-rescue yourself until help can get back to you.
What about whistles or horns or ways to attract attention if you're in distress, especially if you're out there alone?
Sure. So every boat's required to have a horn or some kind of sound-producing device. So a horn, one of those little air horns, compressed air horns, or a whistle of some sort. But not every person is required to have one. So what we commonly will encourage is, put a sound-producing device on your life jacket and then wear your life jacket. And if you end up in the water, you have the life jacket and then you have a way to try to signal people, God forbid somebody didn't see you go overboard. And so you can try to help signal for assistance.
How cold is the lake right now? This is kind of an off question, but how cold is the lake right now?
That's a good question. I don't know. If I had to guess, I would say it's probably in the 40 degree range still.
Hypothermia is a real deal. If you're out there kayaking already or canoeing, you're on your own, hypothermia is a real deal at this time of year. And really, this lake is kind of cold all year long. It might be August until it doesn't feel cold. That's dangerous.
Right.
When it's that cold.
And it's 70 degrees on the surface, but, just down a foot or two, it's much colder. Right. And so, we can kind of get lulled by the temperature gauge on our boats. It says it's 70 degrees,
yeah.
But once you jump in, it's a little cooler than that.
And it's disabling.
Absolutely. Yeah. And hypothermia will kick in very, very quickly. So you're talking about a minute to kind of be able to regain your breathing if you go in unexpectedly, because you likely will have to start to gasp and so you have
and
to
you
really
may take in
that.
Water right then.
And then you got about 10 minutes of meaningful movement before you start to cramp up and have some issues. And so you really have to be prepared for that, especially this time of year. It can be really scary. And so for our brave kayakers or anybody that wants to go out there, but also our duck hunters and our fishermen, you know, being prepared for that weather is a significant thing.
You know, I tell this story every now and then, but real quickly, this time of year, you could be at the marina just doing stuff around your boat and moving from maybe you're on an edge, you're walking up to the bow for some reason, you're checking on something up in the front of the boat, and you fall in the water at the marina. I mean, the marinas are, a lot of them are deserted right now. I mean, especially some of them, the summer crowds are not there. And this actually happened to my brother. Praise God that he, you know, he started yelling and someone happened to be there. Again, the stars lined up and got him out. But he knew immediately that he could not get up on the dock himself or back into a sailboat because of the way sailboats are designed.
Right.
And he knew that he was in trouble.
Yeah, if you end up in the water away from a beach or some shoreline or a ladder, it can be very difficult to pull yourself back up on a dock or pull yourself back into
literally,
the boat.
Literally, you don't have the power to do it. You think you do, but you don't.
Right. Yeah. If you can't knock out a couple of pull-ups, you're probably going to have a really hard time pulling yourself up on the dock, right? And so, and then you add the cold water, it can be really
exactly.
hard.
That's hypothermia for you. All right. We're up against our last break. So we're going to take that right now. We have a lot more information for you in the next segment, all about those free safety inspections.
Start your day off right with a breakfast from Spud's Waterfront Grill. Try their new signature jams, breakfast sandwiches, and tasty scrambles, plus delicious house-made soups and sandwiches, perfect for a hearty lunch on the go. Spud's is now open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Got an event? Spud's catering options features baskets of sandwiches, large salads, and comforting crock pots of soup. Located on First Avenue in Sandpoint, check them out online, Spud's Waterfront Grill.
Around here, we take care of our own, help out our neighbors, work hard, and pitch in where we're needed. That's small town living. But small town living doesn't have to mean sacrificing access to quality health care. At Kiniksu Community Health, our qualified care teams provide excellent medical, dental, pediatric, and behavioral health care for the residents of North Idaho. Kiniksu Community Health, building a healthier community with award-winning care and small town warmth. Learn more at kchni.org.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation, supporting those who feed, build, and protect America. We offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top-quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, millions of men experience ED, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. At HIMSS, our own board-certified urologist, Dr. Peter Stahl, knows this better than anyone, and he knows that HIMSS can help.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, Senior Vice President of Men's Sexual Health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS.
Through HIMSS.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs. Options at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at HIMSS.com/joy. To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% less than brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy. That's HIMSS.com/joy for your free online visit.
North 40 Outfitters provides all the essential tools and supplies for any fencing project. Enjoy savings on top fencing brands like OK Brand, Beckert, Tartar, and Gallagher. Plus, save on all electric fencing products. Our farm and ranch sales team offers expert solutions delivered to your door. Visit north40.com/sales or your local farm desk to connect with our team. Discover more at North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
North
Sports Radio News Talk 97.1.
Okay, we're going to race through this stuff with Lieutenant Doug McGeechee. We've got a lot that we want, that he wants to get to you. First of all, Lieutenant, in terms of safety equipment, people go to Parks and Rec for various boat sizes, and that's the place to go for this information.
Yeah, so it really depends on the type of boat you have or the type of vessel you have as to what you need. And so for any motorized craft, I really recommend people go to the Department of Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation. So that's parksandrecreation.idaho.gov. Go to the activities tab at the top of the page and then click on boating. And right there, there's a little box that you can put in the type of boat that you have, the size, and then it'll tell you what you need, because depending on the size, you'll need different types of equipment.
That is so good to know. I didn't know that. That's good information. So for all getting size of your boat, you know, what you need on that boat, that's where you go. Parks and Rec website. Okay, safety inspections. They're free. What do you look for when you do a safety inspection, and how do you handle it if they don't meet the code?
Sure. So we'll do a boat safety inspection at docks and ramps, but also any boat that we stop on the water. And we're looking for those things that you're required to have. And so it really depends on the type of vessel you're on. Some of the common things that we see this time of year will be registration violations. We're supposed to register our boats back in January. So if you're going to take your boat out on the water, make sure that you get it currently registered.
Every year you need a new registration.
Yes, correct. If it's not an Idaho registration, you also need an invasive species sticker. And then for motorized boats, we're looking for fire extinguishers and life preservers, whether they're a personal wear or the throwable life preserver. Ventilation fans working, ski flag if you're out there involved in any kind of water sports. So there's a whole list of things that we're looking for, sound-producing device. If you're on a paddle craft, this is where we see a lot of violations. You have to have, a life preserver. You don't have to wear it, although it's smart to wear it, unless you're 14 years of age or younger, and then it would still apply because that's still a vessel and it's less than 19 feet long. And then you also need a sound-producing device and an invasive species sticker. So it just depends. But what we'll do is when we do the safety inspection, we'll give you a copy and let you know what needs to be corrected. If we do it out on the water and we stopped you because we saw a violation of the law, and that's the reason we're talking to you, and you don't have things like a life jacket or a fire extinguisher, you may very well get a citation for that. If we do it at a boat launch, generally it's informational and we won't write citations, but you know, I talked about, boats coming in, and I watched the boat come in with all the little kids on it. If those little kids didn't have, life jackets, you might still get a citation in that case, especially if it's a safety thing. That's where our biggest focus is on safety.
And especially if you're out on the water, you know, if you're in the marina, you get the safety inspection, that's the way to go.
Absolutely.
And they can call you and ask for that. They'll see the Marine deputies there and say, I'm ready to have a safety inspection.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're happy to do those in the marina or at a boat launch. If you see one of us, just give us a shout. We'll come over, go through everything with you, answer any questions you have. That's a huge part of our day is just trying to educate folks to keep them safe.
So good. You mentioned on the break that one of the problems that a lot of people are having for some reason now is they're not having water ski observers. If you've got water ski, if you've got somebody running, somebody's got to be watching that skier and doing the flag thing. What's happening with that people aren't doing that?
Yeah, so for some people, they just don't have enough people on the boat. So the law requires whenever you're water skiing outside of a designated course, you have to have an observer. And that observer just has to be a competent person that can recognize that a skier has gone down, wakeboarder or whoever's behind the boat. And then they can put the flag up to signal other boaters that there's someone around their boat in the water and notify the driver. This allows the driver to pay attention to where they're going and the threats that are around them, and then not have to concentrate on the skier as well.
That is so good. I'm so glad you said that. The person that's driving the boat, they're driving the boat. They're looking out for other skiers, other boats, other logs in the water, whatever. They can cannot be doing both that and keeping track of, is that skier still up or down in the water?
Right. Yeah. That divided attention is going to get you every time. And, yep. and so if you're paying attention to one, you're not paying attention to the other. And all those things present a threat to you. So, and to your skier. So we really encourage people to have those observers with them.
And the flags.
And the flag. If we see out there skiing without an observer, that's probably going to end up in a citation.
Yeah.
Because it's really important.
As well
it
should. That's life. Life and death can be in that one. What about no wake zones? This is one of the things that bugs me. What's the deal with no wake zones? Why is it so important that people observe no wake zones?
Sure. So a lot of the complaints we get is just the impact that it has on erosion and people's shoreline or rocking their boats against docks and the damage that they can do. But the bigger issue for me with this on the safety side is, you know, there could be paddle boarders or kayakers or kids swimming in that 200-foot zone as well. When we start to encroach on the shoreline, we're more likely to come in contact with swimmers and people who are also recreating, using the water, to have a good time. And so it's really important, to remember that it's 200 feet in Bonner County, 200 feet from any dock, shore, structure, or person in the water. And you have to, slow down and be careful of the hazards that are in the water. It's also places where you're going to have underwater hazards as well.
Exactly. Slow down is one way to say it. No wake is the other way to say it. I don't know whether they think they're slow. If they would just turn around and look for a minute, they're making a wake and
right.
There's no wake in that 200 feet. You're really going slow.
Right, and it's defined in the code as 5 miles an hour or less, and when you start going a little bit faster, you're going to create that wake, and that should be your first clue for sure.
You know, I feel like I have to have you back later this summer because I wanted to get into the invasive species and why that is so critical and what's going on with that and why people need to really care about that. You said like even paddle boards need to have an invasive or non-invasive species certification, right?
Right.
It's important.
Yeah, so everybody has to have the sticker, and it helps to fund that program. Last year they had the quagga mussel down on the Snake River, and that was the first time that they've been found in the state of Idaho.
Mm.
And it resulted in a massive response that I'm sure was probably very expensive trying to keep those out of our water. But if we allow those in, they're going to spread, and it's really going to impact the quality of our water and our experience and damage to our boats, maintenance to our boats. So there's a lot of really good reasons. Make sure that your boat is clean and dry. Get all the weeds off before you launch it, and just make sure that you're not bringing those in.
All right. The first training program is this Saturday, April 5th, 9 a.m. What's the number that people can call to get registered? Come on. You want to take this class, you and your wife and your kids.
Absolutely. So 208-263-8417, extension 3125, or just send us an email at marine@bonnercountyid.gov.
It's easy. It's free. It's good information. And you just really need to pay attention to these things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give us a call. Let us know you're coming so we know if we have enough people to hold the class or not. So we appreciate that. But other than that, totally free. Come on down.
You and your team, I'm trying to think of the deputy, unfortunately. He was older and he has gone on to heaven now, but anyway. Your team is just so great. Friendly, happy. We had lots of fun with the deputies when they would pull up to our boat. And it was just always a great experience. So congratulations on all the work you do. Thank you for all the work that you do.
Well, thanks, Barbara. It's really my team that does all the work, and I couldn't agree more. They really are a great group. They want to keep people safe and healthy out there. I hope that we have a great summer doing just that.
Looking forward to a great season out on the lake, out on the rivers. All right, that's the program for today. Thanks again to Lieutenant Doug McGeechee, all of his team in the Sheriff's Marine Division. Next week, oh my goodness, here we are talking about Bonner County election. It's coming up May 20th. We have more details with you with Bonner County Clerk Mike Rosedale. He oversees all the elections. Of course, he has a team of people that take care of us in that regard. So we're going to stay on top of what's coming your way in May. That's next week. I'll be here. I hope you are too. Until then, this is Barbara saying saying, please slow down. Please slow down out on the roads and on the water. Take care of each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.